Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Well, I try to take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what, and to step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't think I would have any advice per se because I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it one way or another, good or bad.
I think it comes down to being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal because everything that happens to me happens to just basically everybody, especially women.
You're listening to The Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is perfectionism as distraction from growth. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to slow down, give up some expectations you may have around perfectionism, and recognize the importance of incorporating adaptability into your game plan. My guest today is Mary Catherine Johnson, founder and owner of Mommy Loves, the first ever online novelty maternity clothing line, parenting blogger, podcast host, and author of Say Bump and Take a Left, How I Birthed a Baby and a Business After a Huge Bump in the Road. Today, I'm going to talk to Mary Catherine about the accident that forced her to slow down, the trials of having to give up some independence, how the experience gave her a new sense of self, and the drive to start a thriving business, and how we can look at running a business like raising a child. The free giveaway today is Mary Catherine's Power Parents Checklist, and you can download it for free at wellwomanlife.com/012show. That's wellwomanlife.com/012show. I love this giveaway because it gets you thinking about running a business, about how running a business mirrors parenting, and it helps you to be as productive with your time as possible. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor today, Leafy Greens. They provide seasonal cleanses and nutrition consultations. And Leah is the owner, and she does a really great 21-day cleanse that I did a few years ago, and it literally changed my life. Visit wellwomanlife.com/leafygreens to sign up for the cleanse and get a 10% discount. Now to my interview with Mary Catherine Johnson. My guest today is Mary Catherine Johnson of Parent Entrepreneur Power Podcast, and welcome to the show. It's so great to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Giovanna. I'm so happy to be here.
So Mary Catherine, give me a short summary of who you are in the world right now. I know you're an author, entrepreneur, and a mom. Give us the sort of longer version of that.
The 411, huh? Well, oh well, let's see. Yes, I've been married to my amazing husband for more than 32 years. Cannot believe that.
Wow.
And we didn't have kids until we were 15 years into this marriage journey. So we had a lot of time to get to know each other. And then we have two beautiful boys, ages 14 and 17. And my goodness, I'm the oldest of three girls, so I am kind of a type A automatically, kind of a caregiver automatically, and I've really worked to fit into my skin beyond any of those titles or jobs or whatever you want to call them. So I've worked for a long time to try and fit into myself, and some of that started happening when I was pregnant with my second son. I fell. I was 8 months pregnant, and I fell and broke both my legs. So I had casts. Yeah, I had a cast up to the knee on both legs, and I had to go through labor, delivery, and caring for my newborn and my three-year-old toddler and everything with casts on both legs. I couldn't hardly do anything.
And so, but the fall didn't affect the pregnancy or the baby?
No. Luckily, I had lots of padding. So, but no, it was just, you know, it was one of those things that was supposed to happen. Nobody really got seriously injured. I was walking out my neighbor's front door. The step from her door jamb, if you will, the door, to the first step of her front porch was like over 9 inches, and the building code is no more than 7. So those 2 inches, first off, you've got a huge baby hotel in front of you, right? And I have 3 kids under the age of 5 trying to scramble out the door at the same time around me. And so, I mean, it just was a disaster waiting to happen. And so I stepped wrong on my right foot and kind of started to go over sideways and caught myself on my left, but I also stepped wrong on that foot. And that time I heard a snap and I proceeded to just roll down the steps, not so gracefully, so as to hopefully not take any of the little ones with me. And I landed on, it's just 2 steps, and landed on my backside, with both legs, kind of getting fatter than any kind of water retention typically would allow.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so that really was a turning point for me to go, okay, I've had a couple of those kinds of instances when I was really go-getter, you know, and something had to slap me across the face, and in this sense, across the legs, and say, slow down, Mary. And so I had to really take a look, slow down, and 18 months later, I started my first business, Mommy Loves.
Oh, so that was how that happened.
That was how that happened.
And what is Mommy Loves?
Mommy Loves is the first novelty maternity company online. So March of 2003, I got the business license, and November 2003, I started selling maternity shirts. And we're talking novelty shirts, like you see them all over the place, right? With sayings on the front of them. Mm. Well, mine were maternity, and they said things like, don't touch, it kicks. Okay. Right across the belly. Let's see, do not open until whatever your birth month was.
Yeah.
Right. And it was a gift tag. So it looked like a little gift tag, and it said, do not open until, like the typical Christmas kind of thing or whatever. Currently under construction, already over budget.
Right.
you know, things like that, that were just fun,
yeah.
Fun stuff.
Well, and so why, when you say you had, so breaking your legs and, you know, was a real turning point because you had to slow down. What had you been doing before?
I was, you know, I graduated from college. I graduated from UC Berkeley with a degree in nutrition and food science. And from the moment I did that in my first job, I started working for Jenny Craig Weight Loss Centers. And I, within 3 months, was a trainer of other consultants. Okay, you start as a consultant, so I'm consulting people to lose weight. So within 3 months, I had started rising through the ranks and was a trainer. And then within 6 months, I was a manager of one of the centers. And then within another 6 months, I was an area manager. And so I was really on the fast track of moving up in corporate America. And then the company, we moved and changes and blah, blah, blah. And I switched industries and started working for the staffing industry. So I was doing the same kinds of things for staffing, finding people jobs and headhunting. And so I worked up there and was an area manager and go, 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 and had my first son. And really where Mommy Loves came from was we started trying to get pregnant. It took us a year to get pregnant with our first pregnancy. And I, within about 2 months, had a miscarriage. Then it took us another year to get pregnant. And I had another miscarriage almost to the same day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so then within 2 months, I was pregnant with my first son. And so that whole journey was so foreign to me, because every woman in my family, Giovanna, had gotten pregnant before the age of 20. Okay.
Right.
So, and most of them not on purpose.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, I was 35, and it was like, okay, does my body not even know how to do this? Is that what's the problem? And so it was so hard. I felt like it was so hard that when I finally did it, I felt like I passed the toughest class ever, which is procreation. and so I just went to my computer, my Windows 98 computer, because he was born in 1998. So went to my little computer and I made an Excel spreadsheet that looked like a fall semester report card. And it was, you know, pregnancy 101, I got an A+. Pregnancy prevention, I finally got an F. And I just printed that out and took it to a sports shop, bought a blank shirt at Target, and asked this, you know, sports shop in the mall, can you put this on the shirt for me? And they said, sure. And I wore that everywhere and got comments like you would not believe of people going, oh my gosh, that's so cute. And where can I get it? And I want to buy that for my daughter. And I just was like, just, you can just go make it. I did this. And they're looking at me with blank stares, like, make it. I don't want to make it. I want to buy it. And it was like, ding, 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 ding. So, but before I could do anything about that, I went into early labor at about 32 weeks.
Oh.
And I was hospitalized for early labor to stop the labor. And so then, of course, life takes over and I, you know, go back to my busy life and climbing the corporate ladder and, you know, until I then get pregnant again. And then this fall, and it's like, okay, I need to slow down. Something's hinting to me that something needs to change.
Yeah, we're going to break your leg, so you really have to slow down.
Well, first, the first one was early labor, so I had to go off of work, right? I was a big area manager, blah, blah, mucky muck. And, you know, nope, you're going to lay down and you're going to cook this baby a little bit longer without any of the stress of work. So you're on bed rest now. Well, okay, that's great, but I didn't heed that. I went back to work after that and everything was fine. Daddy got to stay home. So he was home 4 days a week. I only worked 4 days a week. And then, because I negotiated that by going back that I wanted to only work 4 days a week. Mm. But I went back to the whole stress of it and was nursing and pumping and, you know, go, go, go. And then got pregnant with the second one. And this one was, all right, now you're going to fall and break your legs. If you have a third one, you're going to fall and break your neck. So you better stop.
So you didn't have any more kids after that?
No more. No, I was not going to tempt fate. That was enough.
Wow. Okay. So, when did you have a moment? I mean, it was kind of, you know, you say it was sort of obvious, like it broke my legs. And then I realized, but how did that happen? How did that realization happen? Like, what was your aha moment? Were you laying in, you know, bed with two broken legs and a baby and just thinking, okay, I've got to do something different here?
Yeah, good, good question. Actually, no, it was a much longer process than that. It took about 3 months for both legs to heal. And I'm a fiercely independent person. So this, I fought this. I was actually depressed and I didn't even realize I was depressed because I've never been depressed. So I was really just shut down. I just went inside myself. And whenever someone wasn't around, I would just stare into the distance and have a blank stare and just be like, oh my gosh, what am I, what can I do? What I, this is, you know, I mean, all I could do was stand long enough to give myself a sponge bath. I had really long hair down to the middle of my back and I couldn't wash my hair in my little sink. I couldn't take a shower. I couldn't take a bath. I couldn't, you know, it was everything. I couldn't go make dinner, stand or walk. I couldn't carry my baby when he was born, right? Nothing. I had a walker and that was it. And so once I finally fought my way through that and just focused on how terrible I felt and just every day waking up, waiting, counting the days until I got these casts off, when I finally got the casts off, and the best part of my entire life during that time was when I was able to walk out of the hospital carrying my now 2-month-old baby in my arms on my own with no assistance. I had a walking boot, of course, because one of them still was healing, one of my legs. I'd just gotten the cast off, so they give you a walking boot. But I could walk, and I could carry him, and I could do things like you always do when you have a baby, right? You do them one-handed. You carry the baby, and you do the dishes, or you carry the baby, and you cook, or, you know, these are things we do, fold laundry all the time, and I couldn't do any of that. So I felt so good. And I started, it wasn't a realization of all of a sudden. It was a revisiting of that report card shirt. When I was done with all this, I finally, the fog started to lift. Okay. It was like I was in a tornado. I was in the eye of this hurricane, of this tornado, and everything was swirling all around me. And I had to try and keep myself as centered as possible in the middle of this storm. And when the storm finally dissipated and finally just let all its energy out, I picked my head up and it was like that report card shirt was staring at me. And I revisited all the comments, all the excitement people had, all of the ideas that I came up with after that one shirt, all of the designs and the energy and the excitement that I had in that idea. And Giovanna, it just basically possessed me. It really was an idea that I could not let go of. It's the first time ever in my life that I had this overwhelming passion for something other than, of course, my husband, my kids, but something that I could do. It was just overwhelming and I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop researching it, looking online, and there was nobody, no other maternity shirt store online at all. And I went to my husband and said, oh my gosh, I think I have an idea that nobody's done yet online. And I think I could be the first one.
Oh, wow.
And I just never looked back.
And are you still doing that business now?
Yes, I am. Mm. It's actually a residual income business now. When I first started it, I actually had my spare bedroom. And I made every single shirt. I designed every shirt. I printed them all. I printed all the receipts and invoices and packaged them all up. And I created the entire website and found credit card processing and, oh my goodness, everything. It took me the same time to incubate a baby as it did to start that business. But yeah, I was doing everything. And now about 2009, I think it was, I turned everything over to someone else to actually make the shirts for me. And now I get to do all the fun stuff. I get to blog. I get to, you know, create new designs, you know, social media. I get to do all the fun stuff. And someone else actually makes each shirt.
Oh, nice. Shifts.
Yeah.
At some point during this process, you were like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm also a parent. I'm going to start a show, or I'm going to start working on this idea of being a parent and an entrepreneur at the same time.
Yeah. You know, it was when I finally turned it over to someone else to do, and I kind of could see the forest for the trees, I started looking around for something new to do, because, you know, you're in that phase when you're just doing everything. I couldn't just stop and go sit in a rocking chair, right? That wasn't me. So I was looking around, and I found Pat Flynn and Smart Passive Income, and I started listening to his shows and what he was doing. And then episode number 77, I think it was, he had John Lee Dumas on from Entrepreneur on Fire. And I had been thinking about a podcast for a long time, and I was trying to make it work around maternity, around Mommy Loves, and it just wasn't fitting. I just wasn't finding my voice at all for that. It just wasn't fitting. And when I heard John Lee Dumas say the words, the baby effect, where you have something happen that changes your life, like having a baby, and you now realize you have to do something different, you're an entrepreneur, I just went, oh my gosh, that's it. And that whole consumption again, that being consumed with something, washed over me again. And I had to do parent entrepreneur power and talk about being a parent, because that's what I was doing. I was raising my boys, because then by that time I quit my job and I was home full time, and I was raising my boys and creating this business, Mommy Loves, both at the same time, and having to try and figure out how all that worked. And I said, I could actually talk about this. And so I did.
Wow. Okay. So you have this podcast, Parent Entrepreneur Power, and you also are a coach and work with parent entrepreneurs, right?
Yes. Yes.
Sort of coach them through how to do both and do the both well.
Yes. Yes. As well as we possibly can. Yes. It's tough. It's not an easy job. But what I really, the whole crux of the way I make it work and the way I help my clients make it work is we look at the skills we already have. So as parents, oh my gosh, you know, what skills do we develop? You know, patience, perseverance, adaptability. I mean, all these skills that we acquire that we never knew we had before we had kids. They're the same skills you need for building a business. And so that's exactly, that's how we approach it. You don't have to go out and learn the latest and greatest, you know, the latest email marketing tool or the latest sales funnel or the latest this and that. You really have all the tools you need inside you. You just need to apply them to your business. You know, even getting to know your kid, how did you potty train them, right? You bribed them probably at first, right? I'll give you this toy if you sit on the pot, right? You know, you probably tried to bargain with them. You maybe bullied them a little bit. I'm going to be honest, probably when I lifted up that 30-pound three-year-old and had to clean something out of his diaper that was as big as my husband's, right? I was like, all right, I'm done with this. All right, you got to figure out how to sit on the pot. This is it. And we got to know our kids, right? We got to know what motivated them and how they responded to the different things. And it's no different with your clients or customers. No matter what business you're in, you have to get to know them and figure out what it is they need and how you can provide it.
And now you have something cool called the Power Parents Checklist, and you're going to provide that for our listeners.
I am.
And I'll give links at the end of the show about where to get that. But can you walk us through the checklist and just sort of how it works so that when people download it, they can use it?
Yes, I would love to. And this is pretty much the place I start. After we talk about with my clients, after we talk about your time and being as productive with your time as possible, which is the first place you need to start. You really have to look at your time and be as productive as possible and schedule things and how do you start your mornings and all those things. But once we get past that, then really what we talk about are the stages of parenting are exactly duplicated and mirrored in the stages of business. So when you get this checklist, wonderful listeners of this amazing Well Woman show, you will see one of the pages lists parenting and the different stages in parenting and the other stages, the same stages in business. So if you look at parenting, you have pregnancy. Well, the stage in business is the research phase, right? The one that took me 8 months or 9 months. Then you have the newborn stage. That's kind of like the startup with business. And the toddler stage of parenting is kind of like the growth spurt in business, where you kind of grow really fast and then fall back on your bottom. Sometimes, hopefully we don't fall too hard to break any bones, right? But then you have the school age, and that's kind of like steady growth. Parenting, you have puberty. That's kind of the out of control feeling of business where, you know, you have to adapt your systems again because you're growing so fast. You have the teenage stage and the young adult stage, and that's where your business is becoming a little more independent from you. And then, of course, there's always a time. I know you can't imagine this because your kids are little, but I can imagine it because I have 14 and 17 when I'm kind of ready. I'm getting ready for my exit strategy. and I really am preparing my kids for an exit strategy, just like I'm preparing my business. Because eventually they will have to go out into the world on their own.
Yeah.
And your business has to do the same thing.
Well, now what about this? Because when we talk about the analogy here, the kids grow, you know, in these stages, toddler and teenager and so forth, and they don't go back and forth. I mean, you know, once they've been a toddler, they're not going to be a toddler again. But I feel like in business, there are ebbs and flows, and you can go backwards and forwards. How do you handle that in your in your analogy here?
Good question. Yes, I agree. We do have times where we kind of slip back, but I really don't believe that we ever go actually back to any of these places. Because once we learn something, we can't unlearn it, right? Just like our kids. Once they learn something, they don't unlearn it. It's like a staircase. You start at the bottom and you build the next rung of the staircase. Now, some of us run up the stairs, right?
Right.
And so we build it really fast. But some of us are a little slower. But still, we have to build upon what we've done before. So even though it feels like we kind of slip back, we never slip all the way back because we can't unlearn what we learned doing whatever it is we did. So then, yes, we might have a down time in our business, but we have other tools that we've already developed through the growth time that we can now apply so that downtime doesn't take us all the way back to newborn. We don't have to go back to that sleepless nights and the, you know, all those kinds of things. We have systems in place to stop us from having to do that. So yeah, even though we're not making as much revenue, or we have to structure it a little differently because, let's say, we lost some employees or the market shifted and we now have a different product that we're selling. Well, we don't go all the way back to the startup phase for that product. We learned a lot from the other product and we can apply that so we don't have to start as far back. So it's kind of like a staircase. You don't have to start all the way back.
Okay.
You grow from there.
And so what do people do with the checklist? Like once they see these things, is it obvious, like you work your way through the worksheet?
Yes. Yes. So, and you don't have to start all the way back at pregnancy. Okay. So let's say you have a business that is 3 years old. Okay. Well, you don't have to go all the way back to the pregnancy stage and do that part. You can kind of look ahead and kind of skim through what you did in your newborn or your startup phase and make sure you have an accounting of those skills you've acquired. Then probably sometime in those 3 years, you had like a growth spurt, kind of like the toddlers where you were trying everything out, right? We've tried out many different tools. You know, we liked Lead Pages or we liked Optimize Press or we liked, you know, whatever some of these tools were, or we use Evernote or whatever. During that growth spurt, usually we've tried a whole bunch of new things. And so you can go back and take stock of what those are. So you might not be in the toddler phase. You might be more in the school age size time right now, where you are steady growth, you are steadily learning. So you can go to that part of the checklist and think of your school age child. Let's say if you have a, you know, second grader, and you know some of the things that they're dealing with. You know, they're trying to figure out how to do homework, and their routine, their nightly routine for coming home, they're tired. So they go out to play a little bit, but they still have some homework they have to do. So how do you structure your day so that the change in the school age child is so different from the preschool time? And then how do you take that change that you had to help your child through at that stage, and now how can you help your business continue to grow, but not in the same fast-paced, frantic, like you were when you were a toddler, when you were growing. Now it's more steady. So now you're going to need to look at, okay, before I was trying to manage my business, a revenue management. So I was having to manage my revenue because revenue was coming in and I was having to then adapt to all the revenue was coming in. Well, maybe now at the school age time, it's not coming in as fast and as furious as it was. So now you have to manage a few more expenses and look at, okay, how can I structure this so it can be as efficient as possible and not lose so much out the back end? And so that when I get the revenue, it's more steady, it's more consistent. And now how can I look at the offerings that I have for my clients and adapt them a little bit? So it's more of a, am I making sense?
Yeah, that's cool.
So that when you're the school age, you're looking more toward maintenance a little bit. You're still growing, but you're adapting to that growth.
Yeah.
And it's not frantic anymore.
Okay. And listeners, listen at the end for links to get the worksheet, Power Parents Checklist from Mary Catherine Johnson. And I'm speaking with Mary Catherine today, who is an author, entrepreneur, and mom, and also hosts the Parent Entrepreneur Power podcast. And we're moving into a segment we call Superpowers for Success. And so I'm going to ask you, it's kind of a quick round of questions. The first one is, what does success in life mean for you?
Success in life is growth for me. That's really where am I growing? Where am I going? And how am I growing? And how am I helping those around me grow as well? It really means growth.
Okay. And when did you know you were really good at what you do?
You know, I discover that almost every day. I really do, because I think part of me is I'm confident. But whenever someone tells me I'm good at something, I always feel like it's a surprise. Like, well, really? You really think I'm good at that? Oh, awesome. So, you know, I learn that every day.
Yeah, that's great. And describe one personal habit that contributes to your well-being.
My morning routine. I have what I call my power morning. And it basically starts with meditation, peace. The first P is power, stands for peace, and that's meditation. The O is for openness, and that's where I do my journaling, my actually mentally going through what steps I need to take in that day and in my goals. The W is who, what, and why. So who needs my love, my attention, my patience today? And usually that's my kids, but it could be a particular client. What are the top three things I need to get done today in order for it to feel like a success? And why in the heck am I getting up at 5 in the morning to do this. Why am I doing this? Why am I an entrepreneur? Why is that? And it's my family and it's my freedom and it's what success means to me, my growth. And then E is exercise and R is reading.
And what exercise do you do in the morning?
Oh boy, I do mostly in the morning. I take the pups for a walk. I have 2 Australian shepherds. And so we usually go for a walk, and that's usually at least 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how long we go. And then I usually follow that up once we get home with 3 Tabatas. Are you familiar with Tabata?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I do 3 back-to-back Tabatas, 8 minutes each. So, you know, that's a lot of Tabatas. Yeah. I'm pretty tired when I'm done with that.
Right. Yeah. I've just started doing push-ups in the morning. I am so not a push-up person. Like, I just really can hardly even do one. But
you know what? I give you an example. I give you an idea. Yeah. I can't either. I do a push-up off my counter. So I take my, I have a little counter on the side, and I actually go back a little ways from the counter, and I do push-ups against my counter instead of the floor.
Yeah. Oh, I should try that, because I've been doing it on the floor, but with part of my legs up, you know, the kind of halfway push up. So I'll have to try that.
Do it on your counter.
I have to say though, after doing that, doing those sets of push ups, I feel really awake.
Yeah, totally. So
it's really great.
Yes.
And then what superpower did you discover you had only to realize that it was there all the time?
One of my superpowers that I realized that I had and that then realized it was always there is my adaptability. Mm. I am very highly adaptable, and that's a positive and a negative. So the positive side, it's both sides of the same coin. I can adapt. Well, that's one of the things I realized when I started Mommy Loves. The best part about being an online business is you can adapt things immediately and switch gears, and they call it pivot now, but it's really adapting. And so that's the positive side, but the negative side is I can adapt. So sticking with something, why do I need to stick with something? I can adapt it and try this new thing. Right. And let's go over here and try this new thing. And so it can become a hindrance in many, many ways. I think adapting is my biggest superpower.
Yeah. And what are you reading right now, or what would you recommend others read?
I am reading one of the best books ever. Mm. And it's Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, Creative Living Beyond Fear. This is an amazing book for anyone who does anything creative at all. And most of us, if we're writing a blog, if we're doing a podcast, if we're recording videos, if we're making maternity shirts, right? It's all creative. We're creating something. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, this is an amazing book.
So she wrote Eat, Pray, Love. And I never read that, but I read another book of hers, which the name of it is escaping me, but it's a novel. It was totally not like Eat, Pray, Love. Did you read that?
No, I didn't. I haven't read any of her books until this one.
Oh, okay. Well, I was really, really impressed with the one I read. But okay, so Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And then last question, what advice would you give your 25 or 30-year-old self?
Chill. Just chill. It's all going to be fine. Don't be so worried about everything. Everybody's going to, you know, we all end this journey the same way. So relax and enjoy it.
So when you say that, do you actually wish you had relaxed and enjoyed things more? Or are you just sort of saying, yeah, you know, this is some advice, but I'm glad I did it the way I did it?
You know, that is probably the best question I've ever had, because I really do believe, even though I would like to give myself that advice, and I would have loved to have taken that advice when I was 25 or 30. If I did take that advice, I would be a very different person today. Mm. So I probably wouldn't have broken both my legs. I probably wouldn't have started these businesses. I mean, these things happen to us for a reason.
Yeah.
And how we react to them determines our life and the path we take. So yes, I'd love to give that advice, and I would have loved if I would have taken that advice, but these are all hypothetical questions anyway. So really, no, everything I've done, and there have been some not fun things that have happened to me that I've had to react to and respond to that were totally out of my control, that were not pretty. But if they didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be who I am. So, I can't say that I would have heeded that advice. I probably wouldn't have. But looking back now at my 52-year-old self, and I can say that with absolute pride, that I've made it to 52, and no, I don't dye my hair. So whatever picture you see is it, the wrinkles and all, and every single one is there for a reason. And yeah, it has been put on my face and my hair because of an experience, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been a blast.
That's such a great note to end on. Thank you so much, Mary Catherine Johnson, and host of Parent Entrepreneur Power Podcast. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I had a blast.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Mary Catherine Johnson, founder and owner of Mommy Loves, the first ever online novelty maternity clothing line, parenting blogger, and author of Say Bump and Take a Left. I spoke to Mary Catherine about the accident that forced her to slow down, the trials of having to give up some independence, how the experience gave her a new sense of self, and the drive to start a thriving business, and how we can look at running a business like raising a child. You can get Mary Catherine's Power Parents checklist for free at wellwomanlife.com/012show. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to apply to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This really helps raise visibility so that women who aren't listening yet can find the show and enjoy the show too. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe to the show in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. You can also continue the conversation in Well Woman Life Community Group at facebook.com/groups/Well Woman Life Community. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.